Powell, Ohio, just north of Columbus, is predictably Republican. The median household income there is more than $123,000 a year, and that's almost $80,000 more than the median household income for the state. In other words, it was the perfect place for the Republican presidential and vice presidential candidates to stop off and talk about their plans to lower taxes and reduce regulations on businesses. And it was the first time Ohioans got to hear from vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan.
Being successful in business is a good thing. When people work hard, when people take risks, when people succeed, we should be proud of that. We don't resent people's success. We want to emulate people's success.
Presidential candidate Mitt Romney says President Obama is taking the country down the wrong path.
The president's vision is one of a larger and larger government taking more and more and trying to provide more and more to you. It takes us on a road to Europe, or worse, California. Just kidding about that. Sort of. Look, I don't want to become Europe. I want America to remain America, the hope of the earth, the shining city on a hill. We know how to do that, and we're going to bring it back.
Romney had a special message for the women in the crowd.
If we become president and vice president, we want to speak to you. We want to help you. Women in this country are more likely to start businesses than men. Women need our help.
Throughout much of Romney's speech, the crowd could faintly hear chanting outside of the event. Romney noticed it too and started calling it the Greek chorus.
Our Greek chorus out there is chanting four more years. Do you want four more years of high unemployment?
No.
Do you want four more years of declining wages?
No.
Do you want four more years of home values in the basement?
No.
Do you want four more years of the big banks getting bigger, the small banks getting smaller?
No.
Do you want four more years of Barack Obama?
No.
Either do I.
But outside of the event, about four dozen protesters were gathered, holding signs outsource and chanting.
Outsource Romney!
Outsource Romney!
Outsource Romney!
Many of these protesters were union members. Anthony Caldwell was one of the leaders of this group, and he said many of the Republicans who attended the event were confused, especially about Medicare.
You know, I've talked to a lot of Romney supporters out here today, and a lot of them are just misled by what they're hearing. The president has a great plan to keep Medicare solvent for years to come. And Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan have a plan to privatize Medicare and turn into a voucher system that'll end Medicare as we know it.
The union protesters were not the only ones who were talking to reporters outside the event. Ed Helvey, the head of the Delaware County Democratic Party, said he knows Delaware County voters will likely choose Romney and Ryan in the end. But he says he's working hard to get as many voters as possible to cast ballots for the president.
We will do as well or better as we did in 2008. And we look forward to election night and the celebration that we'll have the next day.
Polls in Ohio show the race statewide is close right now. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.